Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started. And we are live. Welcome, everyone, to the Connected for Real podcast, episode number 100. Woo! It has been so much fun, and I can't believe here we are. I had to make a special solo episode for episode 100 because I feel like there is so much to say, especially about my journey of how I got here and what I think I would do differently if I could. And so today's topic is, you know, if I were starting from scratch, what would I do differently? And what things I can, you know, pass over to you so that you can do things more smoothly, with more confidence, with more ease. So let's get into it. Okay. So first we're going to start by getting the basics, where I was, and then we'll get into where I am now and how I got there. So where I was, you can start at any point in history and say that was before. But the main part of the story is that I was a graphic designer for 15 years. I started by studying in Pratt Institute in New York, the best art school ever. And I'm so proud of myself. And I think it was a real awesome accomplishment. And, you know, if I had to go back, I would still do that because as expensive as it was and as intense as it was the top education. I really felt that what they taught us was more than just graphic design. They taught us branding. They taught us how to think. They taught us how to sell. They taught us how to communicate, how to be a perfectionist, even though it's not really, you know, I am a perfectionist already, so it's difficult, but how to deal with being a perfectionist and still get high level stuff. Okay. So I think there is a lot I have to be grateful for, and I am grateful for. And then I worked on Fifth Avenue. And again, I worked for really, really big names. The things I designed ended up in Walmart and Target. I worked with Disney and Nickelodeon and all these different great brands. And it was super fun and super cool. And I really enjoyed what I did. And then I had a baby and I started working from home. And then we made Aliyah, which means we moved to Israel. And here I got a job with Ben Gassner Studios, which is the top studio in Jerusalem. So I always went to the top. I always rose to the levels of, I don't want to say perfection, but I wanted to give it my all. And that's just my personality. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it all the way. And as we said, I am a perfectionist. So sometimes it is the thing that holds me back because if I can't do it right, then I won't do it at all. But I've learned to work with it and also to make it work for me. So I'm really, really grateful for all those experiences. After I had my third, I left the studio and I went on my own and I started working with really great clients and I specialized in packaging and specifically in product lines and their packaging. So if there was an entire line of something, so a line of cosmetics and a line of food or a line of, you know, socks and underwear and all that stuff, that was amazing for me. I loved it because there was like a common theme for all the products, but there was also a really important differentiator so that people knew what they were buying and they just didn't all look the same. So that was my specialty and that's what I did. And it was really, really fun. And then I was pregnant with my number six. And how did life go so quickly? When you say it this way in an episode, you're like, and after three kids, and then, you know, suddenly I'm having a baby. number six. So, okay. So at this point, I'm a graphic designer for 15 years. I am pregnant with my number six, and suddenly I start feeling a pull. I'm feeling being called to something. I'm feeling like graphic design isn't the thing anymore, and I'm annoyed. I'm very annoyed. I'm resisting it. I'm not happy about it because I finally made it. I finally made it. I finally got my marriage to support my business, and I didn't let it hold me back anymore. And I made money and I had good clients, and I was feeling special and I was feeling accomplished. And I was like, wow, I finally made it. Why do I have to pivot? Why do I have to change anything? Like, let's just stay here forever. And it doesn't work like that. God has other plans and he makes them loud and clear. And so I started praying. I started listening to God. That is when I finally found the way to be consistent. I was trying forever since I remember myself to be consistent about prayer, and I never was able to pray every day consistently. I thought there was something just wrong with me. Oh, it's because I'm a mother with a lot of kids. Maybe one day I'll grow up and I'll make time or have time. I thought that it's just because my personality is go with the flow and spontaneous and artistic, and I just can't get it together when it comes to something that is routiney and structured like that. And so I had a lot of beliefs about it. And I was trying for a long time. Ever since I was in high school, I remember myself trying to do whatever it took to be successful at being consistent. And I just wasn't consistent. And that was my identity. I'm just not a consistent person. And at that point, when I was pregnant with my number six, one of the things that I took upon myself was to pray the minimum viable prayer. Okay. Like I took out anything that was extra and I went only for the must. And that was, the first step. The second step was tracking. Well, no, that's the last step actually, but I started tracking it and I started seeing that in reality, I am more consistent than I think I am. And the days that I don't pray, I can come up with why and figure out reverse engineer, like what needs to happen next time. So I started working on being consistent with prayer. The reason why I did this, by the way, backstory is because one of my friends said, postpartum depression hits when you don't expect it. And usually, like the more kids you have, the more la-di-da you are about it. And you don't realize that you need something to really ground you. So I thought, you know what? I'm a proactive person. I don't have to let that happen to me. I'm going to be very conscious about doing one thing that is going to keep me above ground always. And that's the thing I picked. It was prayer. Okay. So I picked prayer. I started praying every day only the standing prayer. I didn't do anything extra. I said Ashrei, a psalm, in order to prepare for prayer, and then I stood in prayer. And I said, it doesn't matter if it's in the morning, in the afternoon, it just has to happen, okay? So this is how you get it done, people. And so I'm feeling this pull and I'm praying every day. And so in my prayers, I'm asking God, what do you want? What do you want? I don't know what you want. I'm feeling a pull and I don't know what you want. And I'm not getting any answers. And eventually I said, you know what? Show me. Show me what you want. And you guys, be careful when you ask to be shown, because that day, three people came to ask me for advice. One person came to ask me what they should do with their life because they can't figure out what to do, what direction to go in regards to work and whatever, what to learn, things like that. Another person called me out of the blue. We haven't spoken for forever and asked me for advice about something specific. And a third person showed up at my door with a broken, no, it wasn't a broken, with a iPad and said, I need you to keep this because my husband just broke my phone and he's looking for my iPod next, iPad. And I said, okay, so come inside and sit down. And we started talking about it. And she was beyond herself. Like her husband is breaking her stuff and he's looking to break more. And she's afraid and she's coming to me for help. And I sat her down and did a whole session with her. And then she was laughing and confident and knew exactly what to do. And it changed her entire existence. Really, it was amazing to see. She's coming in, there's fear in her face, there's tears coming down, and she walks out and she is, standing up tall, completely confident. She knows what to do next. She knows how to deal with him. She knows how to handle it. And it was amazing to me that I was able to do that for all those three people. So I turn back the next day and I say, "You want me to be an advisor? Like, God, really? What does that even mean?" And of course, my personality is I've always been the advisor. All my friends know they could come to me for advice. So it wasn't surprising. Obviously, these people knew where to go, but the fact that they all came at the same time and the fact that they were all dealing with similar things to things that I obviously know how to help them with, that was a shock. Anyway, God just kept sending people my way. And eventually, one of my friends said, "I'm not taking your advice if you don't take money." And I said, "No way. I don't charge for advice." And she said, "Well, if you don't charge, then I'm not coming because I need to feel invested." And I realized, oh, it's for her, not for me. And that was a really big breakthrough in my journey because here I am being called to be an advisor. I'm being called to leave graphic design. I'm being called to lean into something new. And I'm not sure what that is, but I'm realizing that God wants me to do this. I think of myself, I can't be a Rebbetzin. Rebbetzin means a rabbi's wife. It's an honorary title that shows people that this is a leadership position. My mother was a Rebbetzin. I'm not old enough to be a Rebbetzin. Right? Like when you think of Rebbetzin, it's just a little bit like all these old ladies. It's not me. I was very young. Here I am having my sixth child. So I'm still this young girl. I don't really know. I'm not as confident in this whole world of advice and, thinking I know what I'm talking about. And I'm being called to lean in. I'm being called to become. I'm being called to really step forward. And it was scary. And there were a lot of things I had to work through. So thank God, a couple of things that helped me. Number one, podcasts. I think that podcasts were God sent because, as you know, God speaks through reality. God speaks through whatever is coming your way. And a lot of the answers I got were things I learned and listened to on podcasts. So the podcasts that were my favorite, and this is my entrance to podcast world, were through these people. The Courage and Clarity by Steph Crowder. I listened to so many of her episodes. Like I was just listening, 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 taking it all in, drinking it all up. And it was so nurturing because she was saying all the right things with so much alignment. And I loved it. Don't Keep Your Day Job by Kathy Heller. Now the podcast changed names. Now it's just The Kathy Heller Show. But at the time, it was exactly what I needed to hear. Just, self-love, self-acceptance. Don't resist the journey. Let it pass through you. She had all these guests who said amazing things. And some of the things that I needed to hear were in that podcast. So I'm really grateful to her. There was The Side Hustle School by Chris Guillebeau. I loved it that it was 10 minutes. It was story. It was short and sweet and to the point. And I also really liked that he always brought in the hardship, like the pain point. It wasn't all just like, oh, so perfect. So they came up with the idea and they went and opened up a side hustle and then they made it work. And now they're, millionaires and ta-da. It was more like, and these are the things they had to overcome. And so I learned a lot about overcoming obstacles through his podcast, and I also really enjoyed the quick movement of the story. And the last one that I really liked was the Get Paid podcast by Claire Pelletreau. I think she calls herself Claire Pels in the online world, but I really, really liked the way that she talked about money openly with all her guests. It was like, so how much money do you make? And how much of that do you take home? And how much of that do you pay your team? And it made it so clear that, oh, okay, like normalizing money, normalizing that this is a business, normalizing that there are going to be expenses, just very healthy mindset about money and getting paid in general. So these were the four podcasts that were in my life, and I'm sure there were more in and out, but I didn't really stick to any of the other ones. These were the main ones I listened to. And it's funny because my kids they all recognize these voices because it was on all over the house. Like anything I was doing, I was listening because it was very enriching. So I had the podcasts. They were feeding me a lot of important information that I needed to hear in order to move forward. And I realized eventually that I have so much holding me back. I have so many stories. And so, yeah, the first thing I did was I signed up for a course that Hannah Mason did. It was based on her book, Hold That Thought. And I already was an expert at the Byron Katie method. So, the work by Byron Katie, I had already completely devoured everything that Byron Katie had to say. And so, I was considered already amongst my friends and my family the expert on the work. And when somebody met me and I told them this, they said, you have to get to know Hannah Mason because she is also extremely, extremely amazing at the work by Byron Katie. And so we texted back and forth. We became friends through the phone, through whatever, but I don't think we ever met in person yet at that point. And she called me one day and said, I'm doing this course. It's going to be 2 hours a week for, I think it was 6 weeks or something, or a month, whatever it was. I want you to be an affiliate. And I thought, I don't even know what that means. And she says, you bring your friends, you all do the course together, and you have each other as accountability partners and to talk about it, throughout the week. And you can make money from them joining. So I was like, okay, let me see. And I told all my friends, I'm doing this course. I paid for it full price, right? So I'm in. I think it was $97, if I'm not mistaken. It was like really cheap. It wasn't expensive. And at the time, of course, it was super expensive because I was in my like poor mindset mentality. So it was so expensive. And how can I do this? And I told my husband, you know what? If anybody joins, I get a percentage. So I could probably not have to pay at the end. So, whatever, it was a good way to go around that. I paid and I started getting my friends to come in. I think I got 11 people into her program and we all did it together. And then what I did was I made a group just for us to interact, just the people who came through me. And that was really fun too, because we were able to process. And through that experience, I realized so many things I had that were beliefs about myself that were holding me back from leaning into what I'm meant to be. One of those things, obviously, was I'm not consistent. I'm not organized enough to be successful. I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't even know what God wants for me. Like at this point, I'm still very confused. Now, one of the biggest things that I had to go through is that I was afraid of speaking in public. And people laugh when they hear this because now it's almost unbelievable. But when I had to speak in front of the class, I would shake and my mouth would just freeze and my brain would go black and I would not know how to say what I had to say. And I would just completely freak out. It was so embarrassing. It was so terrible. I don't know what it looks like from the outside because I was inside panicking. Like, I can't see my notes. I'm black. Everything is black. I can't say anything because my mouth is just stuck and my hands are shaking. And I'm just like completely overtaken by this external thing that was the fear of speaking in public. And I remember it in high school. I remember it in college when we had to present our stuff. I remember it every place I had to stand in public. And it was so scary. And I would agonize over it for days. I'm like, I have to speak. I have to speak. I don't know what to say. I don't know if I'm going to say it right. I don't know what I'm going to say. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And it was really overwhelming. And I said, there is no way I can do any of this if I can't speak in public. So, first step is learn to speak in public. And I was invited by a friend of mine to go, to learn together in a small group, something called Tanya, which is the book that Chabad learns. And it's really deep and amazing. It's just a phenomenal text. And in that, he was talking about fears and the experience part. She's a very experiential teacher. So after we learned it inside the book, she then gave us paper and said, the experience part of this class now is to draw your biggest fear. And it was very easy to know exactly what my biggest fear was because I knew I was already conscious that this is something I have to get through. And so I drew myself standing behind the curtain, being afraid to come out and speak. And there is a microphone and everything, but I'm just so freaked out. And then she said, okay, now take the pen and write out all of the different fears. So I wrote, what are people going to say about me? What are they going to think about me? What am I going to say? I don't even know if I'm allowed to say certain things. Like, what if I say too much? All the different fears that I had. And you can watch, I made a video about this in my YouTube channel a very long time ago when I was just starting out with videos because it was just so amazing. And then she said, okay, now we're going to use the method that the Rebbe that wrote the Tanya, he teaches us what to do next with the fears. And so we got into this meditative space and we got answers to all the fears. So, what are people going to say? It's none of my business. They can say whatever they want. It doesn't mean anything about me. What am I going to say? Exactly what I'm being told to say, what I'm going to be given, right? So, it got me really in touch with the fact that what I'm going to say is not really through me. It's not from me, it's through me. And it gave me permission to lean on God and to ask for him to put the right words in my mouth. What if I say too much? Like, I can choose to say or not say whatever I want, and I'm the one who decides. So, it was a really amazing experience. And by the end of it, we had to draw ourselves on the other side of the page how we want to feel. And so here I was, super confident in front of the microphone on a stage with the background behind me. And it was like, whoa. That was an amazing accomplishment. That was an amazing experience. That opened up a little bit of the doors for me, but I was still super afraid. Like, it just doesn't go away overnight. So, what I decided was, you know what? God is going to take me one baby step at a time. And actually, this is not something I consciously realized until later on. The first thing happened, I was asked to speak at a Hanukkah party. And last minute, they just came to me and said, the speaker hasn't come and we need someone to speak. So, can you speak? And I was like, sure. And I turned around to my friend, like, oh, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? What am I going to blah, blah, blah. And so I spent like an hour freaking out about it and brainstorming and whatever. And then, when everybody was sitting around and they were ready to have the speaker come, instead of calling on me, they said, oh, never mind. The speaker just showed up. And I was so disappointed. I came home so disappointed, so upset. How could you make me stress so much and then not let me speak? Like, I prepared, I brainstormed, I was ready. That was crazy. And what I realized was when I got home, I'm not supposed to be upset with them for being like, oh, forget about it. We found, she's here now. I have to thank them because maybe the accomplishment wasn't supposed to be me speaking in public to 40 women. It was just saying yes. And that was a gigantic aha moment. Gigantic. I was like, I said yes. And that was what God wanted me to do. Not actually speak, but learn to say yes without freaking out. So I said, okay, next time I'm asked, I'm just going to say yes and not freak out about it. And of course, next time comes, and my town has a very cute mommy and me get together. And they wanted to do an activity for the mommies to learn how to take pictures of their kids with their own cell phones. So you don't need a gigantic camera. You don't need to be a photographer. Here are 10 tips on how to get better pictures of your kids. And they knew that I was a graphic designer and I learned photography and I knew all these things. So I was going to be able to teach this. And so they asked me if I'm willing to do it. And of course, I already said that I was going to say yes to whatever comes next. So I said yes. And then I was annoyed, like, why am I doing this? And I realized, oh, God is calling me to actually speak about a topic that I know and I don't have to stress about. So this was actually much easier. And I was confident about what I was going to teach. I showed up and I taught them the 10 things you have to know. Get down, eye level with your kids. Don't take a picture from up on top. And if you are going to be up on top and your kid's going to be on the bottom, get really on top so that you're really almost from, the sky level. And then we use the poofs and we put a white tablecloth and then we put the kid inside and it just looked like they were so cute in a little cloud. And we did all these different things, also with movement and also with different things that I taught them. Also how to use your phone in order to make it easier to take pictures, things like that. So people did not know that there was shortcuts to getting to their camera. So they were fiddling with it for too long and the event was gone, the kid was gone. So I taught them how to find their camera quickly. People didn't know that they could press on the side button, like the, down volume in order to get really quick shutter clicks and things like that. So it was both design and technical, and everybody walked out so happy. And they were like, thank you so much. You're amazing. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, really? Hey, before we continue the episode, I want to ask you something. Are you ready to get answers from God directly? Feel more in love with your husband and more supported than ever? Run the business of your dreams without having to sacrifice any other part of your life? That is exactly what my one-on-one private coaching is for, and I want to invite you, just you and me, for a free deep dive discovery call. This is a 60-minute free call where I ask you lots of questions and we extract the three main things that are holding you back. I then put together a personalized plan for you where I create a roadmap of recommendations with practical steps. The call is free and so valuable in itself, so go book yours today. Now, back to the show. And I realized God is really taking me one step at a time. And so the next thing that happened was there's usually a class on Tuesdays here in our town for women in the morning. And the woman who runs it in her house was going away for 8 weeks. So she asked me if I can do it in my house and if I can teach the 8 weeks then. So I said yes, because as you know, I decided to say yes. And I started brainstorming, what would I want to teach them? And I came up with pretty much my first eight main topics: the recipe for happiness and how to use the work and the five love languages and things like that. I just really solidified a couple of ideas that I wanted to teach. And I gave them over and let people discuss them and be interactive with them. Also, how to find your one thing, which is now a complete guide on connectedforreal.com/guide. that you can get for free. It's called The Guide to Unravel Overwhelm. And all those things, they all started there. I gave 8 classes to a couple of women who showed up. I set up the table nice and I had some fruits and some cake and whatever. It was really fun. And I realized that, hey, I do have what to teach. And this is really exciting, actually. And when it was over, I felt, oh man, I'm finally getting used to this. And I'm getting more and more comfortable speaking, and I'm getting more and more comfortable with this whole advisor thing. And so after that, a bunch of Hebrew speakers asked me if I can give a class in Hebrew. And I said, you know what? Fine, let's start it. I started a class in the evenings for women. It was a weekly class, and women came in Hebrew to hear basically everything I taught in English just 8 weeks ago. And we went through for a long time. I taught them many amazing concepts, and every single week they were like, this is mind-blowing. I need more of this. This is amazing. And I realized a lot of what was going on was marriage related. The things that I was teaching, the five love languages have to do with marriage, and everything else that had to do with ourselves and getting in touch with what we want always had to do with the interaction that then happens with our husbands. So that was really interesting. Another thing that happened was that I sent out a questionnaire. I mentioned this before. I don't remember the timeline of the questionnaire, but early on in the process, I realized that I am blindsided to my own strengths. I am being called to be an advisor. I'm not really sure what that means. I'm helping people with the work by Byron Katie. I'm helping people with the different tools that I have that helped me. I'm, advising here and there, but I don't really know what makes me special. Why do you come to me? Why is it that you think I know what I'm doing? How do you see me? And so on. And this questionnaire was, circulated Facebook and my friends and high school and, local and everything in between. And basically, I asked people all the questions and I got amazing answers. People said the nicest things, like, what do you think of when you think of me? And so many people said dates and nuts. Because if you are ever around me, you will know that's the snack I have around. It's like, you need energy, go for dates and nuts. And it just sounds so funny. You want a date with nuts? When I said it to my husband, he started laughing. We were on a date and I said, do you want a date with nuts? And he's like, is this a joke? Are you kidding? So it's just one of those things that I love. Smoothies and, healthy stuff. And people asked me to show more of my life because they look up to me and how I raised my 5 children at the time. And the fact that I was pregnant, how do you do it and whatever. People mentioned that my superpower is that I'm super connected, but I'm also super grounded. And this, when you have 53 people respond to a questionnaire and there's patterns that start to emerge, you realize that there's actually something going on here. And so when I had to pick a name for my business, a name for what I'm doing, what came up for me was Connected for Real. And it was based on the questionnaire because that was basically what people were saying is like, you're so attached, you're so in line, you're so intuitive, you're so straight with God, like speed dial to God. That's what people were saying. And yet, you're not living in fluff land. You're not up there, pie in the sky, just like sort of floating. You're so grounded, you're so practical, you so bring everything back down to earth. And that's a superpower. And the word integrated came up a lot, and positive came up a lot, and practical came up a lot. So those were really good indicators of what I was missing. Because to be honest with you, that's how I grew up. My father is extremely straight with God, like straight line, straight line. My father will say, we need money for matzah, and he'll go and clean up the couches and find the exact amount of money he needs for matzah, just like by putting his hand through the couches, right? Like It's just those were the stories I grew up with. It's just like, oh, I told God I need something and ta-da, it happened. we need a job. Here's a job. We need a house. Here's a house. My father, my mother also, but my father, this is his superpower. And I grew up with this as normal. And I became that way. To me, this was normal. So I did not think this was a superpower. I thought everybody had a relationship with God. I thought everybody can hear God. I thought everybody speaks to God. It did not cross my mind that this was what made me special. And I think that's really helpful in a journey that you're on to ask for mirrors, ask to be reflected. What is it that you see in me that I don't see in myself? So this is really great. So I have my live classes. I'm calling them Connected for Real at that point already because I realized that was the name of my business. And then I realized I'm too poor to hire a coach. I'm too poor to leave graphic design because I can't afford to just start my own business out of the blue without having money to survive on. And so I started getting really grabby and icky about it. And I was like, it's not fair. I'm so stuck, blah, blah, blah. And I had a talk with myself and I said, God is guiding this whole process, right? The whole pivot was started by him. He's the one who called me. He's the one who pushed me. I was resisting and he was like, yeah, well, you're still coming along with me. In the beginning, I was kicking and screaming because I just wasn't sure. I was scared. Everything was so unknown. And I was in very much poor mentality, very much. We didn't have money for shoes, for coats. We were getting for free from, from the town over here. Like so many things just made me feel poor. I don't know if we were physically poor, but my mentality was there. And it was really the first thing I had to get over in order to reach abundance. It was the first thing that I had to break through. And so there was this sudden thing that came up. Somebody posted something on Facebook. Oh, I'm doing this class about, I don't remember, money mindset, something or rather, how to get out of the mentality of, the looping of whatever. She said it a certain way. It wasn't exactly the words I used, but it was basically that. Okay. And so I watched it. I watched this webinar. It was interesting. It was informative. There was also a workbook that came along and it helped me see where I was lacking, where I was falling short, what was going on. And then I liked her. I liked her approach. I liked what she was speaking about. I liked her personality. And I felt like, yeah, this could be my coach, but I don't have money for a coach. When I heard how much money coaching is, I was like, forget it, not happening. Let me just stay down here and continue to survive. And instead, what I did was I decided instead of just giving up all or nothing, remember I told you I was a perfectionist? So exactly like that. Instead of being all or nothing, I'm going to take step one, find a coach. And when I'm ready to hire the coach, then I will know and I will have the money and everything will just fall into place. And that's exactly what I did. I committed to finding a coach and I started following different coaches. I started following different people. I started listening to all of their stuff. I basically pretended that I was paying for coaching, except I wasn't, right? So I took it seriously. Anytime there was a webinar, I sat down with notes, I took notes, I got the most out of it. I went on to the next thing. And it's great for the beginning. It's great because there's so much to learn in the freebies. There's so much to learn from people's just free information, just like from the podcasts, I was learning so much. So, same thing with people's downloads and people's freebies and the bundles and the summits, all of that. I was gaining so much and I was growing so much. And then one day, I was following Debbie Sasson, and she had this email challenge that she was going to do 60 ways in 60 days. That's what she called it. It was 60 ways of making money in 60 days. And we're going to come up with how you can make money in 60 days. And I was like, you know what? This is something I want to try. I'm going to do this 60 emails, 60 days. I'm committing to making money with my business in the next 60 days. And I followed every single email. I opened every single one. I did all the homework. I had a journal and I was answering all the questions. I was emailing back and forth. I was engaging. I was so awesome. I was, because I took it so seriously. I said, if I paid her, then I would do it. So if I'm not paying her, then I should more than do it, right? Like, I really want to get my money's worth of this challenge. By day 45, I had a client give me $10,000. Okay. I was shocked. I knew that I had to hire her, and I knew that God is talking like loud and clear through reality. I am here guiding you. This is it. And we were in America at the time. We went for a wedding, the whole family. And during that time, because we were in America for a month, I got to speak at seven different places. So I spoke in Brooklyn and Queens and Manhattan, and I flew down to Florida, to Jacksonville, Florida. You know, hi everyone. They're such an amazing community. And I spoke everywhere, like Long Island, whatever, like a bunch of places. I remember it being seven. And so then again, I made money during that, but also I got a really big client and money came in. And so right away, the second we landed back in Israel, this was March 4th, 2020, I called her up and I said, I want to sign up for coaching. I need to get out of poor mentality. I need to get on the train of making a lot of money, not just enough money, not just a little bit. I need to get out of here, you know, like the restraint, the tight, the not enough, the scarcity, all that had to go. I am ready to go big. And she was amazing. I paid her, like, I gave her pretty much like a ton of money. Never in my life did I hold that much money. Never in my life did I pay for such a thing and with so much money, but it was so obvious. It was so obvious. So I transferred the entire thing. You know, if you pay up front, then you get a discount. I paid up front, I got a discount, and I worked with her for 6 months. And by the way, I paid her on March 4th, and on March 8th, COVID hit and all of Israel and all of the world shut down. And I turned around to God and I was like, are you kidding? You took all the money, you gave it to someone else, and now we are stuck in emergency situation. Kids are home. There is no way I am opening up a business and starting to actually like shine and be big when I can't function. And God was like, no, you just wait and see. And he really knew what he was doing, because believe me, if I did not have that coach and if I did not have that goal, I probably would have completely sunk during COVID. It was the thing that saved my life on an emotional level, on a physical level, on all levels. My kids, we got into a rhythm. They knew that now I am in the room doing a Zoom, and now I'm being coached, and now I am coaching other people, and whatever it was, like we got into such a good rhythm that we wouldn't have been able to get into if not for all of the crazy world stuff. So, anyway, it keeps going, and I start to coach, I start to learn, I start to experience different experiences. So far, all I know is one-on-one. And that was an amazing experience. After 6 months, I graduated Debbie Sassen and I was looking for something. I didn't want to be left hanging. So right then, Ozzie Jankowicz, Dr. Ozzie Jankowicz, was opening up a group for 3 months, and she asked me if I want to join. And I said, fine. It was not that expensive. It made sense. And it was a group. And I thought, this is what I need, because I'm feeling a little bit isolated, you know, opening up a business on your own and just being floaty. It was a little bit too much. So I joined that group and it was amazing. There was accountability, there was meditations, there were collaborations. I loved it. And so with Debbie, I created my one-on-one program. With her, I created the Intimacy Masterclass, and it was such a hit. And I was so scared at the time, like, what? I'm actually going to tell people what to do about this. Like, I'm not the expert at this, whatever. But turns out I am. I'm the expert at talking about this without making you feel uncomfortable. And that was the feedback I got from all the people. Every single one said, I can't believe I learned so much without having to feel like you're putting it in my face and, like, saying things that made me feel uncomfortable. That was such a gift. So thank God. So I worked with Ozzie Jankowicz for 3 months. I met amazing women there and I learned what being part of a group is, and it made me feel really great. And then after that, I found myself again without a group, without a coach, without anything. And I started praying and I said, God, if it is the right thing, I need you to guide me to how to get to the next level. And at this point, my goal was to make it to six figures. And so I was like, I haven't been fair. I've been praying for abundance. I've been praying, 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 saying, I want Shefa, I want abundance, I want abundance, I want abundance. I just want to be shown what to do. Show me. Again, you say, show me, God shows you. I prayed on Sunday afternoon. I got a message from a friend of mine from that previous accountability group. She said, I was thinking about you. There's this amazing program. I think you should sign up for the freebie. Like, she didn't even tell me to sign up for the program. She told me, sign up for this freebie. So I went and I signed up for the freebie. And by Tuesday, I had a meeting with the lady who was doing the freebie. I told her, I said, I don't have time to wait because the freebie was in like 3 weeks. Like, I don't have time to wait. I want to just see what you're about now. And so she sent me the previous round, the recordings. I watched every single recording. And by Friday, I was in her program. I paid in full. Again, miracle of all miracles. Where did I get the money? How did the whole thing work out? Don't ask me. All miracles, all God. But it all worked out and it was amazing. And I went into this program and I got my money's worth. I more than tripled my investment. It was a 10K investment and I tripled it. I was blown away by the level of stuff that she was teaching. That's where I learned about the power of meditation and how I can actually create meditations through me. Something that I've started doing since. It really solidified my methods and my systems and my pillars. It helped me so much. It was called Quantum Leap Entrepreneur, and it was by Eva Palakova. I don't think she has it anymore, but I'm sure she's still amazing at whatever she is doing. It was so wonderful. So every single time I invested in something, I got my money's worth. And that is something that I am thinking on purpose. I am finding evidence for, and I'm making it happen because I'm putting in the work. And anytime you put in the work, you will always get results. The results don't have to be immediate results, but the results are always there. I'll give you an example. The 6 months I worked with Debbie, I didn't get a single big client. I got small clients. I was getting my feet wet and I was, selling low ticket things. But to actually sell a gigantic package, I wasn't able to do while I was working with her. But then the weeks that followed working with her, I was still using everything she was teaching me. Then they started to come in, right? So even though during the 6 months, I didn't make my money back, a couple of months in, and I doubled my expense, right? Or tripled even. Yeah, I tripled it. So I know it was worth it because I can pinpoint even the things that happened afterwards from the things I learned from her. That was the return on investment. Okay, so sometimes you need patience, sometimes you need to trust, and a lot of times you need to put in the work and be committed. Be ready to do it. Okay. What else I want to tell you is that I did say I was going to tell you what I think I would do differently. So, from the experience perspective, I would do nothing different. Step by step, follow one crumb at a time. God knows what he's doing. He's guiding me. Everything is exact. From a technical point of view, I joined Flowdesk in order to open up my mailing list. Like, that was where I started. I heard someone speak about Flowdesk and how beautiful it is and how the price is right and blah, blah, blah. I paid money to join Flowdesk, and I had 53 followers from those 53 people who gave me their email in order to answer my questionnaire. For 53 people, why am I paying $200 a year? It was such a waste of money. And after 2 years of paying upfront $200 each year, I met Tamima Gass, who told me, why don't you just switch to MailerLite? At that point, I must have had maybe 500 followers still on MailerLite. They could have had it for free. So if I were to start from scratch, I'm telling you right now, go to MailerLite, open up a free account, start collecting emails. Don't stress over it. That is one thing I would do differently. So let me not leave you hanging. After Quantum Leap Entrepreneur, I again was doing my own thing for a while. I'm constantly following the systems and the things that I've learned, but I really don't like being on my own. I like the accountability. I like the coaching. I see the power in committing and putting my all into something. And of course, there are seasons in life and there are ups and downs of when I'm able to commit, but I'm really excited that I told you in the beginning, the first podcast I was listening to was Courage and Clarity by Steph Crowder. So that is my coach, and that has been my coach for the last year in the Messy Middle Mastermind. I joined the Messy Middle Mastermind the first 6 months, and I doubled my investment. And now I'm in the second half. So I'm doing this the second time of 6 months. And again, the amount of growth that I am seeing is just mind-blowing. And it's really because a coached brain is very different than an uncoached brain. And an uncoached brain is going to come up with all the reasons why this is not working and this is not happening and I'm on the right wrong track and everything is out of control. And a coached mind is still thinking those things, but then they have who to turn to. And that coach helps them be like, okay, take a deep breath. Everything's fine. Let's look at the numbers. What are you feeling? What are you thinking? What are you believing? And they're able to put you back on track. And I show up to coaching every single week. And some of my things are just very similar. My brain, I don't know. I'm afraid. I don't know what to do about this. I'm not sure about that. And it always comes back to, you're on the right track. Keep doing what you're doing. Everything's working. Everything's working. And if I didn't have a person on the outside telling me everything's working because she sees it from a different angle and she sees it from a bigger picture, I would think that I'm going in circles. I would think that I'm not getting there. But in reality, look at me. I just got to 100 episodes. How does that happen? It doesn't happen on its own. That, first of all, remember, one of my things was I'm not consistent. Woo, did I become consistent? And I pray every day. That's consistency. And I am extremely consistent with my clients. I show up on time, right? One of the things about me was like, I didn't think I was, I'm a little bit floaty with time. My husband will tell you that. But I can do it. And I've proven it to myself. And I'm fi constantly finding more and more evidence for how I am on track and how I have become the person I'm trying to become, and I am becoming the person I'm being called to become. So, just so you know, episode 100 is just the beginning. There's so much coming your way. I'm excited. If you want a real update, I am expecting again. I am pregnant with my number 8, just to put you in perspective of time. And I'm excited because I am expecting. I have planned out the entire year of podcasts, and I got guests for almost all of those episodes. And I've been recording and batching so that you can have a seamless experience in this podcast experience without feeling the hiccup of me going on maternity leave. Now, yes, if you follow me on Instagram or if you're on my email list, you will find out when I have the baby, and I'll even share a picture with you and tell you a little bit about the birth. But overall, I think one of the coolest things is that I'm able to be so organized about it, and that to me is success. So I want to leave you with this. I believe in you. I believe in you because I believe in myself, because I believe in God, because God is guiding all of us in the right direction, because He's calling all of us to become the next version of ourselves. And when you can lean into that without too much resistance, with flow, with alignment, with allowing it to happen, you are allowing God's light to come through you and light up the world. So, just like I see it on myself, and I am just blown away by the amount of growth and transformation and glow that a person can have and experience, I believe it for you as well. And that is why I'm doing the work I'm doing, is because I see a lot of women in the business sector burning out, or using their business as an excuse to be busy because they don't feel as comfortable in their home, because they're not loving the atmosphere that's happening there. And so they just feel like they have to overwork. And in reality, you don't have to overwork. You're here to live. And that balance between marriage and business, the balance between having your life in order and things in flow, and you as a container, a vessel to allow all of God's goodness to just, come in and overflow to all the different parts of your life, to all the different people you touch, to all the different circles that you have influence on, all of that. That's what you're here for. And that's what I believe in. So I would like to welcome you. If you're new, I'd like to thank you if you're old, and I'd like to invite you to come work with me when you're ready. Okay. I have private coaching. That's the only way I'm working right now. Private coaching, it is absolutely phenomenal. I cannot explain to you the power of what happens in our coaching calls. And if you would like, you can schedule a discovery call, and you can even have a trial, like a test run of a coaching session with me, so that you can really feel it out. Okay. So if you would like more information, go to connectedforreal.com/coaching. All the details are in there, and there's going to be a button to press to schedule a discovery call. Make sure you do that sooner rather than later. And let's do it. I'm super excited. I love you. And don't forget to be connected for real. And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast, and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revetzin Batren Grossman from connectedforreal.com. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget, you can be connected for real.